USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
On the first day that Americans are being vaccinated against COVID-19, the country has passed a grim milestone, with 300,000 deaths from the disease. According to new data from Johns Hopkins University, 300,586 people have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. The death rate has accelerated recently, with more than 50,000 deaths in the last 30 days. Sandra Lindsay was one of the first healthcare workers to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine, getting the shot in New York. The intensive care unit nurse tells CNN that she volunteered to receive one of the first doses because she believes in the research behind it.
My profession is deeply rooted in science. I trust science. What I don't trust is getting COVID-19 because I don't know how it will affect me and the people around me that I could potentially transfer the virus to.
This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Investigators are digging into a hack at the Commerce and Treasury Departments with a suspected link to Russia. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The FBI is investigating hacking of systems of the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. The group behind the cyber attack is linked to the Russian government. A spokesman for the National Security Council says the U.S. government is working to remedy any possible issues related to the threat. As far as what the hackers were looking for, cybersecurity analyst Morgan Wright says,
Information. You know, everything from what we're doing with COVID vaccine research to what our positions are on sanctions, what our bargaining positions are going to be. They're especially probably looking at any information during this transition period about what an incoming Biden administration might be thinking with respect to sanctions on Russia, sanctions on allies of Russia, or what our position is on China.
Russia is denying any involvement in the hack. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Investigators are digging into a hack at the Commerce Department with a suspected link to Russia. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The FBI is investigating hacking of systems of the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. The group behind the cyber attack is linked to the Russian government. A spokesman for the National Security Council says the U.S. government is working to remedy any possible issues related to the threat. As far as what the hackers were looking for, cybersecurity analyst Morgan Wright says,
Information. You know, everything from what we're doing with COVID vaccine research to what our positions are on sanctions, what our bargaining positions are going to be. They're especially probably looking at any information during this transition period about what an incoming Biden administration might be thinking with respect to sanctions on Russia, sanctions on allies of Russia, or what our position is on China.
Russia is denying any involvement in the hack.
And Google suffered a major outage Monday morning. Lance Fry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Multiple Google services and websites, including YouTube, Gmail, Google Assistant, and Google Docs, were down for about an hour on Monday morning after being hit with a widespread outage. Reports started coming in about 6:55 a.m. Eastern. Google said the problem was fixed for the vast majority of users just before 8 a.m. Eastern. The outage was worldwide. We verified through Down Detector that Google services issues were detected in the United States, United Kingdom, Netherlands, and Japan.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.